I'm Nate Hedgie with Montana News. A Montana senator from Kalispell went before lawmakers today to ask for statewide restrictions on when women can have abortions. Corn Kate Carney reports.
Republican Al Olszewski introduced his bill to ban late-term abortions Monday morning in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Montana's current law does not allow abortions after a fetus is viable, meaning it can survive outside the womb. Senate Bill 282 defines what that viability is, and if passed, it would outlaw abortions after 24 weeks of pregnancy. Olszewski says the bill also provide options to save the life of a fetus when the pregnancy might threaten the life of the mother.
When this tragic situation occurs and the unborn child is or fetus is viable, the mother shall have the ability to save the life of her child and herself.
Senator Olszewski says when a woman needs to end a pregnancy after 24 weeks, there will be two options: deliver the fetus through labor or undergo a cesarean section.
Once the pregnancy is terminated and the viable fetus is outside the womb, the child is now provided all medical means of support and resuscitation available in Montana.
Bowen Greenwood with the Montana Family Foundation testified in support of the bill.
Our organization is strongly pro-life, and this bill is a great example of that philosophy.
S.K. Rossi with the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana testified against the bill, saying it violated federal law.
This bill forces a mother into much more invasive and much more dangerous medical procedures to end her pregnancy, and there's no option post-viability for the safety of the mother in this bill to terminate her pregnancy, so that in itself is also patently unconstitutional and in conflict with Supreme Court precedent.
Althea Riker, a 16-year-old high schooler in Bozeman, also asked lawmakers to reject the bill.
I'm here to ask you today to allow me the chance and to create the future that gives me the choice about what to do with my body.
The Senate Judiciary Committee did not immediately vote on the bill, but will likely do so sometime this week. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.